What's going on, everybody, and welcome to Just Some Reviews. This is the review podcast released after posting the finale episode of a video game series that we've been playing on youtube.com/@justsomedudesofficial. My name is Jake, and I'm joined by Skylar.
Hello.
And today we are talking about Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. I thought I stopped again.
No. It's still good.
All right, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, released November 13th, 2001 in North America. It then released 2 weeks later on November 29th, 2001 in Japan.
Nice.
So I don't know why, but this was a weird switch up. Because last time it was Metal Gear Solid 1 released first in Japan, and then like 2 months later in North America. But now for some reason it switched.
Mm-hmm. It's like they use them as like a weird experiment for new games.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the first game was just way more successful here.
Right.
They're like, we don't care about our people. however, I did see that because of the staggered release date, Japan knew the character twist of the game.
That sucks. Ahead of time. That's a shame. Yeah.
Because all the trailers and stuff were was just the anchor mission at the beginning.
I see.
So a quick synopsis. This is from IMDb, or as I have listed from the IMDb, like I'm a 80-year-old. 2 years after the death of Solid Snake, a rookie foxhound agent on his first mission infiltrates an offshore decontamination facility to rescue the president.
Mm-hmm.
But things are not as they seem. I added that last part.
Yeah.
Because this was a very bare bones synopsis. Hey, you're a character and you're doing a thing. It's like, oh, cool.
Don't want to give up all the twists.
History, Metal Gear Solid series. I went over it last time, but now you've now seen the first game.
Yeah.
And so now we've been through the second game. And so you know, the story, it's a Kojima game, so it's just all over the freaking place.
Oh yeah. It's out there.
Many, many different story points. This game has way more characters and stuff like that just going around. But something I thought about with, as the big point of the, or not the point, but the big deal with the story is, you're not playing as Snake the whole time.
No.
You play for about the first 2 hours, and then you're this Kingdom Hearts character.
Got it memorized.
Right in.
Oh, yeah.
But then something I thought about that was kind of funny is this game walked, so Last of Us Part 2 could run.
The Last of Us Part 2?
Because you play as Joel for like 2 seconds, and then you play as Ellie.
I see.
But then the big deal with the story is the S3 plan. Solid Snake. I forget what the third S is, but it's like Simulator? Something like that? It's like maybe at the very end.
I can't remember for sure.
And so then something I looked up, because I already knew about this beforehand, or because I'd played the game before, but I'd never actually like looked at a list, because Metal Gear Solid 2 is essentially Metal Gear Solid 1, but just different, because the whole thing is the S3 plan is to make a new Solid Snake.
Right.
So
right.
Like that's what Raiden is and everything. And so just some fun comparisons between the storyline of Metal Gear Solid 1. You had the terrorist group Foxhound, which was led by Liquid Snake, a clone of Big Boss. Mm-hmm. And then you move on to Metal Gear Solid 2, a terrorist group that at first is Dead Cell, but then it becomes Sons of Liberty.
Yes.
Led by Solidus Snake, a clone of Big Boss.
There's a trend going on here.
And then you have a cyborg ninja who turns out to be Gray Fox from the Metal Gear games. And then he sacrifices himself to help Snake.
Yeah.
And then in Metal Gear Solid 2, you have the cyborg ninja show up again.
Yep.
Who turns out to be Olga
Glukovich. Yeah. Okay, I got it this time.
Who then sacrifices herself to help Raiden.
Yes.
Even though her child is out there.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild turn.
Crazy. Will we ever see that again?
Yeah.
Who knows? Then we go back to Metal Gear Solid 1, and you have Otacon that helped create Metal Gear Rex, the Metal Gear at Shadow Moses and everything. And then Metal Gear Solid 2, you have Emma, the, I'm pretty sure it's stepsister, and I really hope that it's stepsister.
It's stepsister. It's stepsister.
Who helped create the AI for Arsenal Gear. Metal Gear Solid 1, you then had Revolver Ocelot betray Liquid because he was working for Garlukovich.
Oh, was he?
Okay. Russia.
I don't remember that part. All right.
It was like a line that he just said. Mm-hmm. Then you got Metal Gear Solid 2. Revolver Ocelot betrays Solidus because he's working for the Patriots.
Yes.
And then the last comparison I have is Metal Gear Solid 1. You had Master Miller, Solid Snake's mentor and everything,
mm-hmm.
who then turned out to be fake and wasn't that real Master Miller because it was Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Mission Impossible rip off the mask, let his hair down. It's like, oh, Master Miller. No. Or Liquid. Oh, my God. Then you got Metal Gear Solid 2, and then you have Raiden support team of Colonel Campbell and Rose, but then they just turned out to be a fake support team that was created by the Patriots AI.
Which is insane. You just predicted the future right there, man.
And then there was even more comparisons that I saw of, like, like in Metal Gear Solid 1, you have to save the DARPA chief, and he has the key that you then use to get through the rest of the place. And then Metal Gear Solid 2, you do something similar.
Save the bodyguard, the president's bodyguard, right? Like, you use the sound of
ears. Ames. Yeah, you save him, you get a key. It's like, it's very, it is Metal Gear Solid 1, which is a, and then there's the obvious, you're in the torture room.
Yes.
And so then we move on to the gameplay. The only note I have is the only really annoying part is the gunplay.
Well, it would help if the aiming wasn't like some little tiny minuscule dot.
Yeah, but it's also just, you know, it, to aim down, you have to hold R1 and then it's the whole thing.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I didn't play the game at all, so
yeah, it's, I'm like, sure it's just annoying. All the weird buttons of old games.
I gotcha.
It's all this stuff. And then, so with Metal Gear Solid 2, you had, instead of Foxhound being the terrorist group, now you have Dead Cell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Solidus Snake, who was the former president. Pretty crazy.
That was a crazy twist.
Because then they killed the other president, then the Patriots was like, hey, you're in. He's like, oh, okay.
We elect you.
Then you had Fortune, who couldn't be killed. She wanted to be killed, but couldn't. But it was because of nanites.
Mm-hmm.
She thought she was just fortunate.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Then you had her man friend, Vamp.
Which I still don't understand his powers, where they came from, but
he's a vampire.
Like, legitimate?
He got shot in the head and was fine.
That's what I mean. Like, it just confused me. I didn't know if he was like a legit monster or what was up.
And he was sucking people's blood.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because that was another comparison of when you go down the hallway in Metal Gear Solid 1 and Cyborg Ninja had killed everybody. And you go down the hallway and Vamp had killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
One-to-one recreation.
Sick stuff. Come on. And then you had the MVP of the game, Batman.
What was this quote again?
Laugh and grow fat. Is that it?
It sounds right.
Laugh and laugh and be big. the bomb expert.
Yeah. Yeah. But, beautiful hands.
I have beautiful hands. But then he betrayed them too. So he was like, fuck these guys.
Mm-hmm. He was going to blow it all up.
And then we have the other cast of characters. Like I said, a whole lot more characters in this game.
Mm-hmm.
We have Revolver Ocelot with the sick name Shalashashka.
Mm-hmm.
What a cool guy. Colonel Campbell from Metal Gear Solid 1 coming back.
Did it say what happened to the real one?
I don't know.
I don't remember them talking about it. Okay. Anyways, continue.
Because then you have Rose, but then Rose shows up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I guess she was fake the whole time. And so she just comes out of the building and is like, ride in. It's like, she has no idea what just happened. Yeah.
He's like, the fuck?
It's like, I don't know about you.
Yeah, like, are you real? Are you a cyborg?
And then you have Otacon.
Oof.
Snakes Ride or Die. Come on.
Poor Otacon, man.
Oh. First his stepmom and now his stepsister. Damn. Yeah. And then Emma, speaking of the stepsister.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Stillman, the bomb expert.
Oh, you're right.
The New York Police Department.
Yeah. I remember him. Yeah.
I'm gonna stick around in this pantry with all the watermelons. Y'all have fun. It's like, oh, okay, thanks, buddy. Then Olga
Galukovich.
She has a kid. Maybe we'll see the kid someday.
I'm sure. He'll be the next ninja.
Who knows? And then I didn't put it down, but what is it? Iroquois Plissken? I forget what the first name is.
Oh, yeah, Plissken, a.k.a. Snake.
What a twist. Damn, they got you good.
They did not.
They got you. And so then we look to the future of Metal Gear Solid. So as we're recording this, once we finish, we're going to be starting our playthrough of Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater.
Heck yeah.
In modern mode.
Yes.
Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah.
Played the legacy for a little bit. No, thank you. And then I guess before we even get into it, I think you know like some things about the mm-hmm. third game. What do you know?
I know mainly about like the sniper boss. I know you can kill him at the very beginning of the game. You can kill him by increasing the calendar time on your system. If you kill people in the game, there's a section where you're walking through like a river, and anybody that you killed attacks you during that section. And then the ladder.
Snake Eater! So you don't know anything about like any of the other characters or anything?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Y'all gotta tune in for episode one.
Oh, and then I know that Snake is also...
We got a good one for
big
him.
Big boss. And what are you talking about? Because it's a prequel.
That's what you think.
That's just whatever.
What do you know? All right, well, that was our review of Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty. If you happen to stumble across this review and haven't heard of us before and want to watch us play through Metal Gear Solid 2, we are Just Some Dudes, and we upload our videos to our YouTube channel at Just Some Dudes Official every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We've been uploading our episodes of our playthrough of Metal Gear Solid 2 on Mondays, and starting next Monday, we will begin uploading our playthrough of Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. Currently, we are also uploading episodes of our Doom the Dark Ages playthrough on Wednesdays, and episodes of our Donkey Kong Bonanza playthrough on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
There are links in the description for our different social media channels, including our TikTok, where we upload funny clips from our videos, and our website that acts as a central hub for all of our content And I just have that sentence on there for so long, I haven't touched that website in forever. I still need to update it.
You'll get there.
This has been another episode of Just Some Reviews, and we will see you all next time.
Goodbye.